Hey, it's Marlon DeLon, and I'm sitting here with Joyce Lynn Maddox, and we've just finished our very satisfying brunch, and we are moving into how Joycelyn's story began with her battle with cancer. Please, tell us a little bit about your story and how your doctor plays into this magnificent story of strength.
Okay, well, like I said before, I was very happy that she was a female doctor, first of all.
That's good.
Located in Torrance, and I like the area of Torrance, so I just had a good feel about the whole thing.
Okay.
About her. And when she came into the room, she was very personable and very down to earth, very calming, and very concerned. The main thing was that she was thorough.
Okay.
She explained to me what she did, and I have to tell you what she did for me.
Okay.
She asked me about my history and went into some of the things that I had gone through. And one of the things that happened to me in the early 2000s was I had a leakage. One of my breasts, the one that they were biopsying
to
all
death.
The time.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The ducts were leaking.
Okay.
So I had surgery by the surgeon who I just mentioned, was a male doctor,
and
said that what he said about cancer didn't hurt.
Right.
That office was the one that gave me this ductectomy.
Okay, wow.
So I had to have the ducts removed. What I thought was having ducts removed, and I thought they told me that they removed all my ducts. So when I was explaining this to her, she said, well, do you still have your nipple?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes.
Well, then.
And she said, well, you didn't have all your ducts removed. So she sat there and drew a diagram of how the nipple and the ducts play a part. They're like spokes. The ducts.
Okay.
The ducts kind of hold the nipple.
Right. Okay.
So if you have all the ducts removed, then you can't have a nipple. I never knew that.
That makes sense. I mean,
that was so amazing to me.
Wow.
So what I found out through that is that they only removed a few ducts that were
Leaking.
Yeah, that were leaking.
Okay,
were bad.
Okay, so how? This is getting into great detail, which is great. So if they removed the ducts that were leaking, is there any guarantee that the remaining ones would not start leaking?
No, there was no guarantee, but they didn't. I didn't have any more problems.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, but I think that has something to do with when my tests come up with being abnormal. The abnormality. I think it shows some kind of calcification, and they can't really figure out what it is. I don't know either. All I know is that was the breast that was the main concern and where I had to have all these biopsies done. So during that interview and that exam with
the new doctor,
female doctor,
right.
Sweetheart, lover, she said, well, okay, Miss Maddox, she said, let me just give you a breast exam. And that's what happened. I laid down. When she gave me the breast exam on both breasts, she said, I'm doing this, and I'm examining you, Miss Maddox, and it feels like your left breast is worse than your right breast. And that news, I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I think that you need to have, instead of, she said, you're going to have what is it? MRI.
Okay. The tube, right?
Yes. The MRI will show everything. It will, and you have to have it with contrast, with and without contrast, meaning they will give you a dye, and it will show everything.
Right.
So I said, okay, then that's fine.
Right, let's do that.
So, okay, I had the test. Well, actually, she knew that I had to, when the MRI results came back, I came back into her office.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked, and she said, okay, this is the deal. You have to have 5 biopsies. You need 2 in your left breast and 3 in your right breast.
Okay.
And that was not good news to me because now I know the pain is, and I had mentioned to her before in that first exam that if I had to have biopsies, could you please schedule or request that I need to be put to sleep? I cannot sit there and have 5 biopsies done at one time.
Right.
I can't do that.
Right.
I know that I can't. So she knew that I was requesting to be put to sleep. So she talked to the radiologist. When my test results came back from the MRI, She talked to the radiologist, and when she came in and told me while she was in that room with me, she said, I discussed your case with the radiologist this morning, and I tried to get him to understand how you have a low tolerance for pain and that you were requesting to be put to sleep. And I didn't get an answer, but I tell you what, she picked up her cell phone and she said, I'm going to call him right now while you're in here. She called him on the cell phone. She explained everything all over again. I have the patient sitting right here, and she's almost begging and pleading that you put her to sleep. And he said no, his schedule would not allow, because I would have to go into the hospital. And his schedule was full because this needed to be done like right now.
Wow.
I could not get him. She could not get him to say that he would put me to sleep. So that was off the table. So she looked at me and she said, this is what we're going to do. She said, I want you to go in and try. Do your best. Go in and get the biopsies done because we can't wait.
Right.
She said, and if when they start the biopsies and you can't take it, if the pain is too much, tell them to stop. Just tell them to stop right there. You can't take anymore.
Right. Right.
And Marlon, that's exactly what happened.
Okay. Okay.
They had to stop. They started.
How many biopsies did they do before they stopped?
Okay. Luckily, they started on the right breast. They didn't start, and I don't know why. I can't tell. Maybe because the MRI showed that there was a bigger tumor, and that was the main concern. So when the radiologist came, and I'm laying there and I'm asking them, they you know, about the lidocaine, you sure you have enough that's going to numb? Yes, it's enough. We know you have a low tolerance for pain. And so I'm laying there. And when he started, he injected the lidocaine, okay, which was okay. But for some reason, when he went in with whatever they used to get the tissue out,
right.
Oh, my God, it was such excruciating pain. It was worse than labor pain. I screamed
Are
bloody.
Are you serious?
I screamed bloody murder. I screamed because it hurt so bad. And he was going in like it was a big knife, like the knife you use, that big knife.
Right.
That's what it felt like, a big knife going into my skin. I said, and I'm crying and kicking and just asking him, stop, stop, stop. You can't do anymore. No more. I'm not going through this. I can't take it anymore. But I'm crying tears.
Right, right.
And so he looked like he had a little attitude, but I didn't care.
Right, I don't give a...
I did not care because...
Come on, this is your body.
Right, he stopped. And then they cleaned me up and I got dressed. And I did have to have a mammogram on that same breast that day. So I was able to get the mammogram done, but I was in pain. And I was...
Yeah, because that's not the most comfortable experience either, right?
Oh, no. But I was okay with the mammogram after what I went through. Right. I was okay with that. Okay. Believe me.
Wow.
Mm. So when I left there a week later, the following week, I made the appointment with my surgeon.
Okay.
And when I got to her, she had heard about what happened.
Right.
So she said, okay. She said, now this is what we're going to do. We have to send you to the hospital and we have to sedate you.
Exactly. I mean, now that everyone has experienced that you were not someone crying wolf, that this was a real thing. What else could they do? So I'm glad that they were able to get you to the hospital, put you out so they can get what needed to be done.
Yes.
Yeah, and
the good thing is that he started on the biggest tumor. He started on that, so he got the tissue, and they were able to test that. And but she didn't give me the results of that. But that was she said that was a good thing. He started on the main.
That is good on
the most important one, and that was the big one.
Well, that was good. That was good.